Wow, what a space. I mean, it says a lot that you were looking at maybe 90 minutes and you ended up going 3 hours.
I know
and
it.
yeah. But I mean, just yeah, all the great voices that have been here. I wish they were here so I could shout them out. I mean, we had Dane, Justin, I loved your thoughts. Andy, thank you for sharing those things and ending on that. And Anna, every time I hear you, it's just so great to hear more and more. So just everyone who's been on the stage, thank you for being here. This has been a great spot. And by the end of it, you know, because this touches on a lot of personal deep beliefs, right? And Andy was kind of touching on something towards the end, because personal transformation, there's this idea, you know, that we're fixed beings and we are what we are. But as we go through life, we learn a bit that we're developing, right? It's like the first thought you have when you're 5 years old isn't you, just like the, you know, the upteenth thought you have when you're 20 isn't you, right? And you're allowed to move, you're allowed to evolve. There's no betrayal in not showing up a way you did before, especially if you learned something along the way that makes you want to, you know, I don't want to show up that way anymore. I don't want to be the drunk at the party. I don't want to be the most critical person in the room. I don't want to not be able to walk up a hill and not lose my breath, right? We can move into these spaces where you say, I am this, right? I am, you know, even, and you have to be really careful with what you say after that, right? Because if you accept a word after that, that is not to your highest good and does not actually represent who you are at your core, right? Saying, I am an addict, I am disabled, I am, you know, throwing words in there that give you kind of a terminal diagnosis. I just really liked how we ended on that note of, you know, personal transformation versus personal development, allowing yourself to evolve, allowing yourself to dream bigger than you did yesterday, and to move that needle 1% day by day by day until you are, you know, something that's you weren't 20 years ago. And that is just fine. So do I believe that personal transformation is a myth? No, I don't. I believe that it can happen very quickly in a flash of realization. And I believe that it can happen through willpower over time. And it's often a combination of both. We all have flash revelations where we see something really clearly. And then we all have those things where patterns have to be replaced by other patterns so that we can show up in a different way. So I just have really loved this conversation. Thank you for having me as a co-host. Thank you for being you. It is so great getting to know you in spaces. So thanks for giving me a great room to come into on a Wednesday night. Great talking
I appreciate you, Sherilyn. You're ride or die. I know you've co-hosted for me several times, and I really appreciate you. And yeah, I know that you have a lot personally to say about the topic as well, because I know your own journey is changing paths. So God bless you. And with that, I'm going to move over to Jamma, who has been soaking it up all night, and he's going to drop some wisdom on us. What's up, brother?
Yeah,
no pressure. Awesome. No pressure.
Never, ever, ever. Awesome spacey. First thing is, there's a lot of perspective in the world. You got to give a chance for people to speak up. You got billions of people have their own little universe and different lenses that they observe in. So I love hearing their perspective. Maybe there's some touch of wisdom in there that I could pick up and incorporate into my psyche. But yeah, since I was a child, I don't know, this is kind of new to me, but it's kind of almost beaten into my head that adaptation is key. It's not the strongest, it's not the smartest, it's the one who is the best well adapted that can transform at will. And there's a lot of what I've seen is compartmentalizing a lot of, you know, different techniques into to transform theories on it. For me personally, I think compartmentalizing kind of is rigid, just my opinion. And transformation's fluid. It's like water. And you said it, I counted how many times you said it tonight, Ski, is that flow state where be like water. I'm trying to be like water. I'm trying to flow that direction. Part of that is trusting yourself. How you feel. I feel like going over there and not feeling bad about it. As long as I'm not hurting anybody. And if I'm hurting anybody, like if I'm hurting myself, that's a somebody. So don't hurt yourself. So you got to trust your gut a little more. Go with the flow. As long as you're not hurting anybody and you have this curiosity and for making yourself better. Not for yourself, but because if there's a better you, there's going to be a better people that you take care of. As a man, at least, that I speak of. And mothers also. If there's a better mother that takes care of herself, then everyone, that'll trickle down to the people she cares about and takes care of. So I have an approach. Master your flow state. Understand yourself. I'm a martial artist, and it's stressed. Mind, body, and soul is one, in sync. It's the Trinity. You see that a lot of religions, you know, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And yeah, I've asked David Nietzsche about this. Is there that feeling where you finally feel that flow state? And he says, yes, there is. There's a perpetual state of transformation where you're just in that state of not happiness, but content. And I think I've reached that to where I'm just going to make it very simple. Do well. Don't do self-harm. Don't harm other people. And always try to level up every single day, physically, mentally, and so spiritually. So, yeah. Transformation's fluid. Don't try to get rigid. Bruce Lee fought Danny Nisanto in The Game of Death. Danny Nisanto came out with two sticks that are very rigid. He came out with a bamboo stick, and he started making it flexible. Be flexible, my friends. Awesome space, Ski Bum. Thank you for all the speakers. Sherilyn, nice to meet you, ma'am, first time. Justin, I know, he's the Revenue Ronin. Anna has great spaces on cyber warfare, but not only that, she has some philosophical insight there. Also, Jill makes me stronger and believe in strong women, and everyone else I met on here. Again, until next time. Thank you, Ski Bum. Follow all your hosts, co-hosts, and speakers.
God bless you, Jambo. I love your attitude. I told you, and for anybody here that doesn't already, you want to follow Jambo because he's the real deal. That I love his PFP and his background and the way it comes across. And don't underestimate, this man is well-read and a big thinker with a big brain. God bless you. And I really appreciate you always having my back to co-host. I will get ready to wrap up. I just want to say one thing. I said it before. I really appreciate the listeners who showed up to listen to us talk. That's honoring. And I hope that we provided good value for your time. And the space itself was absolute dynamite. And that's entirely due to the great friends that I've made here that come on and so generously share. And I'll just leave with this thought. Someone left a comment in one of my previous spaces, half jokingly, kidding me that, you know, they didn't get a lot of sleep after the space because they were thinking about the things that they heard. And that was a great compliment because I didn't expect people to come to this space and leave with an answer. I expect, and I like to have my spaces maybe give you more questions than they do answers, but if it gets the pump primed and it starts you thinking, I'm in favor of it, because that's something we need a lot more of, is people that think and think for themselves. So God bless you all. I'm going to sign off. And if you've left comments in the Purple Pill and stuff, or comments or DM me anytime, I'll get back to all that after I go take care of the dogs. And I guess just stay tuned. I'll post the next space that I'm coming up with. And I hope you all have a blessed evening. Nighty night now.